Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're going to go to the mailbag. And this first email that I'm going to read you, and I'm going to read you pretty much the whole email. It's been a conversation I've had with this gentleman back and forth now for some time. And that happens. Some people just can't get their arms around the fact that you can actually create enough passive income to retire. That's hard to believe. They've seen other things that didn't work. They've heard every, you know, motivational pitch that there is in the world. Day trading, you name it, franchising, whatever it is, even real estate, flipping, wholesaling, all different kinds of crazy stuff out there. You hear it, and then you hear people failing from it, and you don't really know what to think. And especially when you look at something you have no idea about, but yet you're in a situation of quiet desperation, you're in pain. You know what you're doing isn't working. And you know that if you don't change, your life isn't going to change. So you keep looking. And that's why I take the time with people. Even people that are not members, haven't given me any money. If you email me at askdel@luinc.com, I'm going to take your email and read it. I'm either going to answer directly to you, or if it's a good one like this one, or many others have interesting questions in them, I will read them on the air. And if you say, don't use your name, well, I never use anybody's full name anyway, just because I don't. But the bottom line is that when you're out there and you're in a state of disbelief, what's really happening is that you're losing your opportunity to change your life. And for me, that's sad. I mean, that would be like if I was never taught how to lose weight, how to get in shape, how to be healthy. If no one had ever taken care to teach me that, if I'd never found it, or even worse, what if I never believed it? That would be even worse, right? Think about that. So as we go through this email today, I want you to understand that I'm sharing this with you because I think you need it. You need something to help you realize that you can make it, that you can get through life in a higher quality of living. If you're going to invest in real estate, you're going to do it for one of a couple of reasons. Number one, you want more cash flow right now. You just want to have more money in your life. You've got money sitting in 401k that's paying you nothing. You got money sitting in a house paying you nothing. You got money sitting in an IRA paying you nothing. You've got money in savings accounts paying you very minimal amounts. You need some money coming in. And so by buying some of these properties, you're going to have some cash flow. The second reason might be that you see no way to ever retire and you want to retire. And so you're going to need to get into some of these deals that not only cash flow, right, which is a good thing, you're going to need to get into some of these deals that have large capital gains because you know you can't get rich slow. There's no way of doing what you're doing, continuing to do what you're doing. It's going to get a different result. You know, that's the definition of insanity, right? Continue to do the same thing, expect to get a different result from doing the same thing. So if there is a way for me as a speaker to you to get across to you that this is real, then that's my responsibility to get that to you. If I don't do that, I failed you. Right? Now, you might think I'm failing selling my program. You could say that. But being someone who's already financially free, financially successful, that is a secondary, if not tertiary, reality to why I do what I do. If you ever meet me, you'll find that to be true. I like to teach. But more than that, I like the exhilaration I get when someone tells me I changed their life. That is the highest high you can get. It's every trophy I've ever won, every contest I've ever won, every incredible thing that's ever happened in my life. It's that exhilaration, it's that adrenaline rush of saving another person's life from quiet mediocrity, helping them step up into a fuller life. So this email here really kind of struck me when I read it. And it struck me that even though it's bad business in radio, it's bad radio to read things on the radio, I'm going to do it anyway because I think it's really going to help some people. So when we get into this here, and I'm going to do this here in a second when I get done paraphrasing what we're doing, what we want to do is we want to listen to this for, is this me? Am I a disbeliever? Do I believe that this is a scam? Now, I don't know how to rectify being here 34 years, being on the radio 20-some years. I don't even know how many years I've been on the radio. But I've been in business for 34 years. It's kind of hard to say that a scam could exist for 34 years, but maybe it could. Right? A business could exist for 34 years, but I don't know if a complete scam could. I've seen so many seminar gurus go out of business. Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carlin Sheets. Even Donald Trump had a seminar business until they put him out of business. In fact, they were there before I was ever there. Some of these guys are in jail. So I understand your fear. But we're still here. We're still helping people. And when we get into this email here, I want you to understand that's what this guy was feeling. That's exactly what many, many, many people are feeling. They just don't know if it's real. They just don't know if it's going to work. But I'm going to share with you this. It works. It's worked for me for 34 years, and it works for the people that listen to what I teach and do exactly what I say. Now, one thing that doesn't work is to listen to what I say and only pick up part of the information. And I see people do that all the time. They pick up part of the information. And part doesn't work. So I can go online and look up YouTube things to find out just about anything. But last night, one of my trains in my train collection, these are high, high-end stuff, didn't work. And I couldn't figure it out. I went through all the different things I'd learned how to do to get the engine to work. So what did I do? I called my best friend, Gerald, who knows everything about trains. And he's been trained in it, and he's gone to school for it, and he's unbelievable. And he walked me through the process. And over the phone, right there, in about an hour's period of time, I took an engine apart, this technical piece of equipment I've never taken apart, took it apart myself, fixed it, and put it back together. Could not have done that. That's not going to be taught by YouTube. This was a guy that's got 30, 40 years experience on working with MTH and Lionel trains. And he literally at 8:30 at night, I think he was even eating dinner, he walked me through this process. You get all the education you could get. You look up everything you can look up. But there's always that one thing in life, that question that you don't know you don't have. And if you don't ask the right question, you don't get the right answer. And that's when a mentor means something to you. That's when a group of people helping you means something to you. That's when a program like Lifestyles Unlimited is at its best. Let's see here. All right, moving on. I'm going to sort of read this to you, and I'm going to tear it apart because there's points in it that I want to bring out. The first, it starts, although my situation has changed, I've been speaking to this guy by email for a while now. My situation has changed, and I've reached out to you. I'm more motivated to make investments now, and here's why. I was invited by Rob and Chris to meet up by Pearl Harbor here in Hawaii. When I arrived, I had my wife, two children, and cousin, new member, Kaya, and I was immediately welcomed by Chris. Now, I've been to this, and what first of all you have to understand is Lifestyles has my level, and my executive VPs that run the company, then the people that help you directly are mentors, people that were members like you who succeeded and retired and became, you know, financially free and decided to come back and mentor people. Then there's consultants. Consultants are people that actually worked in the industry before. That was their paid job. I talked them into coming and working for us to consult you guys on operations. 20, 30 years experience of operating property, so they know what they're doing. So you've got millionaire mentors mentoring you how to get started and buy your properties. You've got consultants, you know, 25 years experience on all of them on how to operate these properties to help you, right? But then below those people, and by the way, there's lots of those people all over the country. Remember, we're in 50 states all over the country. Below those people, we have members that realize that a part of the benefit to Lifestyles when we first started it was that we had an office in Houston, we had an office in Dallas, we had an office in San Antonio, we had an office in Phoenix. And in those officed cities, we were able to meet on a monthly basis and have events where people would show off their deals. And I don't really mean show off. They would just share their deals with people so people could see the reality, the real truth, right? And that process was not it was not sustainable to put offices in every city is what it comes down to. I tried a couple, tried Atlanta a couple different times, fell apart. There just wasn't the right core people to hold an office together. Because office has to have a staff, but it also has to have mavens. It has to have people in the group that want to teach and help. And then there has to be all kinds of connectors, people that know each other and keep everybody interested and excited. So we just couldn't get enough volume to be able to do that. And even if you put one office in one city, the problem is we'd have people from Atlanta. We had people from Florida driving up to Atlanta, from the East Coast driving down to Atlanta, and it really became inefficient. So what we did was we had people ask us, can I just have meetings at my house or at a little event place here in my city? And finally I broke down and said, okay, we'll do that. And we call them ambassadors. And what they do is there's an ambassador in almost every city in the country that's got any size to it. And they have meetings. And so this is a meeting in Hawaii. Now, the interesting thing about this meeting of the ambassador and members in Hawaii is that it happens to be right in a park that's right next to Pearl Harbor. So it's pretty cool. So we read on and says, everyone was taking turns speaking about their situation. When my turn came up, I explained that I'm new to the program and only on the learner package level. I have never had people walk up to me and tell me their financial situation like that. The way I grew up, no one talks about money. Well, there you go. That is the real world belief system out there. You don't tell people how much money you have. But if you don't explain to people how much money you have and how you got it, how does someone else ever learn? People I did not know walked up to me and started sharing everything about their finances. It was unbelievable. And in my last correspondence with you, I was dealing with my wife in a cult and concerned about investing out of state. At the meeting, I met people from Hawaii who were in the same or similar position as me, minus the cult, and overcame the same fears. So I guess what this gentleman is trying to say is his wife thought this program was a cult, and he joined up to it, and she thought he joined a cult at the meetup. I explained that I was most nervous about squatters, and others explained that they knew and how to overcome that. It was truly inspiring for me, exactly what I needed to push me the right direction, to be honest. Anyhow, thank you for all your help, free advice, and all you do. If you ever need a question to answer on the radio, I would like to know what your exit strategy is. If you just enjoy doing what you do in your free time, is that cool? All right, so you can see that this guy was blown away. And being blown away like this is what changed his mind. He went ahead and got joined up into doing deals, and he's doing deals now. You have to come across this in your life. Do you believe this is a cult? Do you believe this is a scam? Do you believe it can't possibly be true that people retire in 2 to 5 years? That's up to you, right? Now, I will answer his question. No, we don't have enough time. I'll have to come back and answer that question after the break. I just hope this helps you see that everybody goes through the same kind of fears you go through until you get inside of this program and meet the people. When you get in here, just come. Go to the meetings. Find out. And then you'll be secure. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their life better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to givemetotalfreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. Givemetotalfreedom.com. Givemetotalfreedom.com. Code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Before we went to break, I was given a question off of one of these emails that we just read, and I'm going to go ahead and answer it because I think it's a good question. He says he'd like to know, what is your exit strategy? And exit strategy is really, if you think about it, it is the premise of exit strategy is that there's something to exit. What do I want to exit, Neil? Think about that. What do I want to exit? Do I want to exit making a lot of money? No. Do I want to exit spending a lot of time doing what I want to do, where I want to do it, with whom I want to do it with? Having enough money to do that anywhere in the world? No. Do I want to stop helping people? No. Do I have to come to work? No. Do I have work hours? No. Do I have to go to the office? No. So what am I going to exit? The reality is my real estate is owned in multiple businesses. I don't know. I don't even count anymore. It's over 20 different companies that I own. And each of those companies run by somebody. And they take care of it. Lifestyles Unlimited has been put together for the last 10 years where I've given control of everything except doing these radio shows to somebody else. And by the way, there are two other guys that do radio shows. So when I don't want to do a radio show, we either play reruns or these guys come in and do the radio shows. So what am I exiting? What you need to understand is my real estate and my businesses will continue to flourish, produce income for my family when I'm dead and gone. Now, do I want to exit that or do you want me just to shut everything down? And why shut it down? My businesses produce clean, functional housing for people that live there. My consulting business produces life-changing results when used correctly. Why would I want to shut any of that down? Why would you want to stop that? I know myself, I've got more hobbies than I can get done. It's a bizarre, bizarre thing. And I know you're saying, oh, cry me a river, blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting here starving, trying to figure out how to feed my kids. I get that. So don't take me wrong. I understand there's a struggle out there for people. But I'm past the struggle, and I'm trying to hold a hand out. I'm not trying to give you a hand out. I'm trying to give you a hand up. But in that mode, I have to talk to you about why you do it. My wife has all kinds of hobbies. They're called shoes, and they're called purses, and they're called travel brochures and concert tickets and things that her bucket list just demands, right? Mine are much simpler. My yard is one of my favorite things. I spend time in it all the time. I spend money on it all the time. I have guitars. I wish I had more time to play more guitar. It's just, and I've got beautiful guitars and I love it. I have a train collection. And I have a train layout, which I've really been spending time with lately. And I'm getting close to bringing it through another level of completion I've never had. Then I've got my woodworking hobby. I've got metalworking hobby. I weld. And you say, but don't you ever want to exit that? What are you going to exit? How do you exit an excellent life? Where do you go from there, dead? It's the lifestyle. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle that makes a difference. All right, let's see how much time we got left here. So I'm going to read this next email. It says, good morning, Dell. Thank you for mentorship through Lifestyles Unlimited. I said this so many times. Without Lifestyles, my financial journey would be hopeless. I purchased a small apartment last year and spent some money on refurbishing it. Now in 2023, the rental expense exceeds the rental income. That's not true. I will be purchasing another rental property this year. So in order to get an FHA or conventional financing, I was wondering if I should push back those losses on my tax return for another year. Looking forward to hearing from you. All right. Here is an individual. Obviously, we got him started. And he went out and bought an apartment, fixed it up, did well. But he doesn't understand accounting and doesn't understand income taxes. Guys, this is one of the most common mistakes made in business, is that, especially in real estate, this particular deal, the renovations that's done on the apartment complex is not an expense. The renovation is considered a part of the purchase price. You buy an asset, you renovate the asset, and that becomes your all-in value of that asset. You do not take those expenses, what he's calling expenses, and expense them. You capitalize them. You make them a part of the cost of the building. Then they get expensed by depreciation over a long period of time, 27 and a half years, they get written off. In that way, what happens is all that new income from doing all this new repair makes it look like you make a lot of money. And a lot of people, and this is the point that's sad about this, is that he actually thought he was doing himself good by writing those things off. And he also said other business expenses. Guys, don't write your personal business expenses off against your business because it makes you look like you don't make any money, right? You need to go ahead and keep your personal stuff. And then, like in this case, when you do major renovations, they get capitalized. And your CPA can help you understand where that difference is. Some stuff you put on your books and you depreciate it over 5 years, some over 7 years, some over 15 years, some over 27 and a half years. But you definitely put it on your books as an asset. Think about it this way. I've got a building. It's a bad building. I pay $1 million for it. I go put $500,000 in renovation in it. Did that actually make me lose $500,000 in the operation of that business? No, that business made $300,000 income, $200,000 operating expenses. I made $100,000, right? That $500,000 doesn't detract from the $100,000. That building that I bought for $1 million is now worth $1.5 million because I did these renovations. And so that $500,000 is not an expense. It's an asset. It goes on your balance sheet and it gets depreciated over time. So I hope that helps you, Stedman, and that you get that stuff fixed on your books this year. And congratulations on going after your second apartment complex. It's good. Keep moving. Here's another one. Email says, hi, Dell. I'm 67 years old. I own 30 properties. Most are free and clear. I have 10 small loans, which are low interest. I'm not really interested in buying more, but need to do something to lessen my tax. I have 8 properties that are just about depreciated out. The remaining properties are fairly new. Should I just take some of the loans and write off the interest? Should I take some loans and write off the interest or do a 1031 and buy more? Which is more work for me? Which would be more work for me? What do you think? So here's the deal. You first have to understand what she's talking about. Many, many people that get into real estate, it's so easy once you get it set up that you just kind of let it sit there. And so she's got these 30 properties, some older, some newer, and over the years, they depreciate. Now, if she's running out of depreciation, that means she's owned these properties for 27 years. Or she's just shy of 27 years and not going to be able to write off any more depreciation on them. In that case, everything she makes, and by the way, think about it, something you bought 27 years ago right now is making a ton, and I mean a ton of money from this situation because incomes have gone up And if you've got no mortgage anymore, then man, then she's got no mortgages. So she's got to be making a ton of cash. The problem is that she's now paying taxes on that cash because she didn't set it up the right way. Or even if she set it up the right way in the beginning, she has allowed that position to deteriorate to where now it's not going to work for her tax-wise unless she does one of a couple things. One thing she mentioned is she could go put debt on all those properties. And when she pulls that money out of from debt, you could put debt on there. Let's say she's got $5 million worth of properties and she can put $4 million worth of debt. She puts $4 million worth of debt on there. That's all tax-free money. She puts $4 million in her pocket today, tax-free. Now, that lowers her cash flow, right? Because she's got debt. But by lowering her cash flow, that's income. Her depreciation now covers it more completely. She could also take the ones that don't have any depreciation left at all and buy something new in 1031. That really, all kinds of tax burden laying there, and put it into the next property and not have to pay it. And you can 1031 forward as many times you want until you die. And when you die, all your taxes go away. Your family doesn't inherit your debt. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. When you die and you have properties, they are assumed by your owner, your family, in a stepped up basis, which means you don't have to pay all the tax liability that you got out of paying. For 30 years, I've not paid taxes on properties. When I die, all that goes away. My daughter gets the properties, and my wife gets the properties with no tax burden. It's just the most amazing thing out there. So she can fix it either way. She can fix it by putting more debt on it, which is really a good way to do it because you already got the properties. You already know what they're doing. You don't have to do anything. You just pull money out, get free, tax-free money, put it in your pocket to live on, and don't worry about the fact that the cash flow goes down. But the taxes go away. The other thing she can do is she's got something that doesn't have any depreciation at all anymore is I would go buy something new that I could start the depreciation all over again, sell that one and buy something. And it's funny, you could buy something similar. You buy something different. You now got a choice to buy something you really want and buy the stuff that's easiest to manage for you if you want to do that. I've rearranged my portfolio all the time. It's a very common thing for me to do. It's called the family office. And what we do is our goal, once you have enough real estate to live on, then your goal is just to slowly but surely build that up as you find properties you like and you can't live without, and or to rearrange properties that don't have the right function for you anymore, to make too much income, not enough depreciation, etc. So in this particular case, Cheryl, this is easy to fix. If you need help, let me know. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.